Well, it comes that time in our night that I get to introduce our, not speaker, but talker, as Millie would say, and I'm very honored to do this. This person came into the church probably about 8 or 9 years ago and didn't walk in blindly, just walked in testing her faith and to seeing what's going to work and what feels right. Not only did she get involved with classes, became a healer, and is an associate minister now, and is also teaching classes. When she speaks, it comes right from her heart, from her own experience. I often feel that she's speaking right to me about something that's happened in my life. And I'm so honored and blessed tonight that we get to have our associate minister, Kimberly.
Yay.
Thank you.
Hi. You guys have already seen me. But I got to give you some stuff. It's funny how things come up in your life, right? And God gives you, like, the biggest lessons. And it's true. It seems like every time I'm ready to give a talk, it's like, oh, should I talk about that? And then it's like, wow, all these lessons come up. And it's kind of interesting how God does that to me. It's kind of fun, but sometimes, you know, it just makes you think about it. Because then what I'm saying, I can really feel what I'm saying. And I'm not just telling you how to do something or how I feel. And you know, it's interesting. What is that? Was there a sandwich song? Does it say rammer jammer sandwiches?
No, it says hammer jammer.
Hammer. I was like, does that say toe jammer? Or does it say hammer jammer? What is she talking about there? What kind of sandwiches are those? Anyway, I was laughing. So tonight I kind of want to talk a little bit about self-responsibility. And it's a big word, huh? Ooh, responsibility and the self. We're all responsible for ourselves. What a concept, right? So what is the definition of self-responsibility? Well, we are self-responsible when we own our own thoughts, feelings, decisions, and actions. The code for understanding self-responsibility lies in our view of cause and effect, what causes our thoughts, feelings, and decisions. You know, where's the best place to take responsibility? Right here, right? It's the whole self-responsibility. It's easier to look at people and say, oh, you're the one responsible. But, you know, we all have a part in something. There's always that exchange. Somehow we're responsible at the same time. And a lot of times we carry around things that we aren't responsible for, right? Maybe we carry around what's going on with a loved one or a partner or a teacher or a friend, and we're taking on that responsibility. Their drama, maybe what they're going on, and you just want to help them, right? Because don't we just, people we love, you just want to help them. You just want to kind of make them feel better. But is it your responsibility to do that? Not really. It's your responsibility, maybe, if how you care about them, to be there for them if you want to. But it should always be this want to and not this have to. You know, like, what do children, a lot of children who grow up, they get told different things. You know, maybe some are told they're bad or they're just told they can't do different things. And they kind of take that on themselves. But they're really not responsible for what someone else thinks about them as they grow up and they act and how they act. They're still responsible for how they respond to how someone's treating them. Even when somebody is bullying you, there's all kinds of bullies, right? There's bullies in work. There's bullies at our school. There's bullies in our family. There's bullies within our friends. They kind of get you to do it. I don't know if anybody else. Sometimes I have a hard time saying no when my heart really wants to. Like this weekend, I went away for the weekend, and my friend, all of a sudden, she had her own plans to go, and we were going separate, right? But all of a sudden, it became her drama because something had happened, and she was saying that I had to change my whole plans for the whole weekend in order to take care of her. And I was like, no, I don't. You know, these are my plans, and there's 50 of us going. And you can find, I'll get you there. You can find some other way back because my plans extend it beyond the time. And I was really proud of myself, you guys, for saying no. But I felt bad. I was like, oh, I should do this for my friend. It's her birthday, you know, and all those things. But the thing is that I wasn't going to do her a favor by doing this. And I wasn't going to do myself a favor because I was going to feel resentful, right, probably the whole time. And I didn't want that. I didn't want that hanging over me because it's how I respond to her that's really important or to anybody in my life. So what do you think the Bible says about personal responsibility? It kind of talks about part of growing up is taking responsibility to oneself. You know, we start as infants with no personal responsibility whatsoever. And then everything we need is done, is right. It's done for us, right? As we're kids, everything's done for us as we're a kid. But as we progress through childhood, teenage life, adulthood, we take more and more responsibility on. Could be as easy as do your homework, right? So you're responsible for your homework. You're responsible for your behavior to other people around you. You learn to tie your shoes. Okay, now you're responsible for it. Once your parents teach you how to tie your shoes, they're like, yes, they can tie their shoes. They can tie them themselves. You're not always doing something for them. So it's a big deal. It's amazing how we get these little ways of taking responsibility on our life and how our parents can teach us these just the little things of responsibility. They're very simple, right? And taking self-responsibility, it is simple. It seems hard, but sometimes it's easier not to look at ourselves when we really need to be looking at ourselves. And we learn that responsibility has its rewards, and irresponsibility has other, less than desirable effects, right? The difference between a child and a man is his willingness to take personal responsibilities for his actions. And in 1 Corinthians 13:11, it says, "When I become a man, I put the ways of childhood behind me." So as we embark on that quest of happiness, a crucial milestone on the path involves taking our personal responsibility, which is what? Not blaming others for our unhappiness, right? Figuring out ways in which you can be happy despite somebody else's negative behavior or attitude or responses. And taking personal responsibility to recognize the all-important truth about happiness. Your happiness depends much more on your attitude than it does on the objective, which is your external circumstances. So think about it. If you're kind of having a happy attitude, you're kind of taking that responsibility on for yourself. But I always say you can't be happy and negative at the same time. So as you're kind of having positive things about yourself, you can't be in that negative state. So that's kind of taking responsibility for your own happiness and your own being positive for yourself. When I always say we live in our own heaven and hell, there was a book, and I can't remember who it was that I read that in. I thought, wow, that's true. We create our own heaven and our own hell right now. And so you have to ask yourself, what do you choose to live in every day of your life, every moment of your life? And how do you take responsibility for doing that, right? You have to take self-responsibility for creating those situations in your life. Your ability to control your mind is diminished when you start trying to seek to control other people's minds and circumstances. And the critical element in developing mental control is a willingness to accept whatever outcomes you are dealt. If you cannot fully accept your outcomes, right? For example, the presence of a toxic boss or your poor health or your financial situation or your living situation or whatever that might be, relationships, you will not be able to interpret those outcomes in a positive light. So then you can't be happy. But there's happiness in each thing. No matter how you look at it, you have to kind of find a little bit of joy in your day, right? In what's going on in your life. So taking personal responsibility for your happiness involves adopting that surrender mindset. Ooh, there's the other word, surrender. You don't want to, but surrendering to ourselves is really a beautiful thing because you're just allowing yourself to be you. We all have that God light in us. And when you let that shine, it's amazing because there's so much love that comes from each of us. We're built from love. So why are we not sharing that love in our lives more and more? Even just to the person sitting next to you, the person you don't know, you could send them a good thought right now. You could look at somebody and just say, I'm going to send them love. And you're letting your light shine because God's hearing it. Your soul is hearing it. And it's making you happy by knowing that you're giving someone good, positive feedback. But you're also taking that self-responsibility of saying, okay, this is where the love is, and I'm accepting this love. I'm taking responsibility for the love that I want to give and the love that I want to receive in my life. So surrendering, has to do with trust, right? There's a lot of trust involved. Just, you trust people you interact with day to day, right? Don't we, I'm looking at Christina, so you trust having a conversation with her. I trust that, my assistant at work is going to get her job done. So there's that trust. You just have to have that trust. I lost my place. So, trusting the universe, does that seem difficult to do? Sometimes we do. It's hard. It seemed like this whole weekend was just about less and less and less for me, and at the end, it's like, right now I'm learning to trust the universe that whatever's meant to be is going to happen. Because you know how that, you see those, that saying that way says when one door shuts, another one opens. And I was like trying to go, okay, angels, why is this happening to me? And I kept seeing that sign. I was like, okay, I get it. Yes, I will admit, I mean, I've said this before. I do take a frying pan to get things sometimes when the angels are trying to tell me what I need to do in my life. And I forget when I say, okay, present a situation so that I can have this conversation. But I forgot this weekend to ask, make sure it's, you know, lighthearted and fun. Instead, it was just like, let's throw it at Kimberly. And, you know, so she recognizes what it is. And but what's important about that is how I reacted to that situation and to that person. I was not nice. I was not kind. I will admit it. I had some very, you know, potty mouth words, unchoice words, you know, that the little fire side in me had come out. I'll admit it. I'm human, right? I'm human. And I was not proud of it, you guys, because I sat there and I said, wait, I'm responsible for what just came out of my mouth and how I reacted and how I chose to be. And it's not how I want to be. And so when I really thought about it, I wasn't sorry about what I had to say, but some of the other things that I said, yes, I was. And I made sure that that person knew that how I responded, how I reacted, and my words were not appropriate. They weren't kind, they weren't loving, and I'm responsible for that, for saying that, because I'm trying to live in a different light, right? So it put me in this whole negative state. It's kind of amazing how you go from this positive and all of a sudden you're in this negative, but then as soon as I realized, okay, I'm going to take responsibility for this, it shifted. I really saw the biggest shift, and all of a sudden the conversation the next day went different because I apologized for my actions. I took responsibility, self-responsibility for what came out of my mouth because I'm the one who's responsible for that. And then the rest of the conversation ended up going a little bit differently, and it was a little bit more positive. And I was like, okay, that's a huge lesson. For me, it's a huge lesson. Maybe some of you don't think so, but it is a big lesson to take that on. It's making me stop and think, wait, I need to look at what I'm saying all the time because I don't want to hurt somebody on purpose. And that's not very nice to do, right? You can't take back once you feel that hurt, you can't really ever take that back from someone. And that's not a very nice thing. That's not a very ministry thing to do. I am a human. But protecting and nurturing your health and emotional well-being by communicating your needs in a relationship, and that's kind of what I wasn't doing. I wasn't really communicating my needs. And taking the self-responsibility for your actions. It's kind of, when you take that, when you tell somebody what you need and what you want, right? Because if we don't ever tell someone what we need or what we want, whether it's at work or home or whatever, they're just going to assume, right? And wasn't that part of the four agreements? Don't assume. Don't assume. So if you don't give someone the information they need, they're just going to make assumptions based on that. And that's where a lot of time miscommunications happen. And it's really important for us to just take that, our own self-responsibility as we go through that. So other important parts of self-responsibility include acknowledging that you're solely responsible for the choices in your life. You are the one responsible, nobody else. Accepting that you're responsible for what you choose to feel or think. Accepting that you choose the direction of your life. Ooh, that's big, huh? How many people do you know that still blame their childhood and their, you know, beyond childhood years? I know my sister does. And that's a hard place for somebody to be because you're always in that different state. So taking responsibility for what you're doing. Accepting that you cannot blame others for the choices you have made. Recognizing that you are your best cheerleader. Too bad I didn't have that song, the cheerleader song, right? We play it right now. Does everybody know what song I'm talking about? Yeah. Some of you do. Yeah. It is not reasonable or healthy for you to depend on others to make you feel good about yourself. Again, we're responsible for doing that, right? We're responsible for loving ourselves. Recognizing that as you enter adulthood or maturity, you determine how your self-esteem would develop. Taking preventative health-oriented steps of structuring your life with time management, stress management, confronting fears, and burnout prevention. Taking an honest inventory of your strengths, your abilities, your talents, your virtues, and your positive points. Have you actually sat down and done all those things on yourself? Looked at yourself and said, what are my strengths? What are my positive attributes? What are my values? What are my talents? somebody has, we have talents that are probably, we don't even want to admit to, right? I mean, Lisa knows she's talented at singing, and she's probably really talented at art, but she doesn't let that come out as much as she should, right? Yeah. So the change begins with you. Not with me, but with you. On self-responsibility, when you're saying that, but it does begin with me if I'm talking about self-responsibility. You know, pick one thing in your life that you're going to respond to differently each day. How many people get mad in traffic? You don't have to really raise your hand. Spencer's raising hands. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but you know, that person cuts you off, and you're like, they didn't even pay attention. But how do you know that they're not on their way to the hospital? Or how do you know they're not, something just happened, and they're just doing the daily thing, and they're not quite there, you guys. And luckily, your angels were with you for you to be able to pay attention so that you both did not get into an accident. So you see how you can respond to that a little different and say, thank you, angels, for protecting us both? That's a different take on it. That's taking responsibility for how you're responding to it. Just look at one thing different every day in your life, and it will change how you feel about who you are. So, and empower yourself with the I wills and the I cans. So there's some affirmations I think are great, and I'm going to end with that. So I am responsible. How many of you want to say that to themselves every day? I am responsible for my own attitude. I am 100% responsible for my life. Not 99% people, 100% responsible. I claim my personal power and accept responsibility for all aspects of my life. I am responsible for my own feelings. I am not responsible for the way other people act or feel. I use my time wisely and well. I take total responsibility for myself and the choices and decisions I make for myself. I make responsible decisions. Sometimes, not so much. I take positive personal action to realize my own blessed dreams and desires. I am taking good care of myself. You know, that's kind of, that one, I'm taking good care of myself. Do we attend to our basic needs? Besides the physical, do we attend to our emotional needs? Do we attend to our intellectual needs, our spiritual needs? I mean, we're here tonight, right, for some spiritual love and knowledge. But, you know, we don't just need to look at what are we just surviving to do. There's so many things in us that are amazing. Like, I look at each person here, and there's so much light that is in this room that I want you to see that within yourself, because it's beautiful. And the people that smile, that send that love, you can just see it radiating out of each of you. And to me, that's the best thing to see, because I can see each of you thinking and going through it and taking that responsibility for yourself of what's going on in your head right now. And how many want to say, I'm living the good life, right? I mean, sometimes it might not feel like that, but if you start saying it, maybe you'll eventually start to believe that you're living the good life. So as we take responsibility for ourselves, we surrender to ourselves, we trust ourselves, we love ourselves, we think we're amazing, we think we rock, we think that, you know, we have the ability to do anything that we want to do. And as you look at yourself and you see the beauty in you, you will start to see it. And just each day, just take the responsibility. Listen to your words, listen to your thoughts, listen to your deeds, and listen to your actions, because we know as we think something, it starts to happen, right? Just like you ask the universe for something, it comes back to you. Like I asked the universe for a conversation to happen, and I said, oh, you know, I didn't say how they should present it to me, but I have learned my lesson. Yeah, I'm going to be responsible for my words, even to my guides, because they're just hearing what I have to say, and it's very literal to them. So anyways, as you think about this and you think about what you want to be responsible for in your own life, you know, I think you'll start getting rid of some of that anger and some of that bitterness in your life, and you'll start having a little bit more peace. And I really wish that all of you will have peace in your life. So thank you for giving me this time. All right. Now, do we have any first-time visitors?